Thank you for listening to Civil Radio 101.7 FM, serving Abbotsford, Mission, Chilliwack, and all points in between. This is Pucked in the Head, sports fans with big mouths. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good evening, Jason.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Still a beautiful night outside. We are sitting in BC Place after the Vancouver Whitecaps game, recording on location today.
Like true professionals.
Doing the hit after we spent, about 25 minutes trying to figure out how the recorder worked.
That's true, but we got it figured out, we hope, we think.
We're pretty confident.
We're watching the Whitecaps reserves. Taking in a little training here.
Sam Atacube working on some crosses to Eric Hurtado and Nicholas Mesquita and folks.
Yeah, Beta Shore doing laps.
Beta Shore, he's gone around the field a few times. He doesn't even look winded, does he?
No, he doesn't. Of course, he hasn't played for a few weeks, but I'm sure he's still been working out.
And running like the wind around that field.
There he goes.
Which brings us to our first topic for today.
Uh-huh.
Jason Carello ran a full 42.2 kilometer marathon last week.
Congratulations. How does it feel?
Thank you very much.
Do you feel accomplished?
I never want to do that again.
You're wearing the shirt, actually, quite proudly.
I'm wearing the shirt proudly, and I'm going to do something obnoxious that absolutely nobody in Radioland can see. But if you go to puckedinthehead.com, you will see a photo of my race medal on the website.
Shining.
This is my finishing medal.
Oh,
there you go, glory. Russell. Look at that.
Oh, it's so heavy. Wow. Looks beautiful.
I tell you, I've run a number of half marathons before. I started running about 2 years ago. Half marathons are doable. You can finish it and you feel like a human. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired, but where do you want to go get lunch?
Right.
It took me over 5 hours to run this bloody marathon, a full marathon. After about the 30th kilometer, I hated everyone in the world, including myself.
I believe it.
The final 12K was a slog, a shuffle. I was trudging
along.
Were you
even running at that point?
I was not running. No. I, as I said, I hated everyone. There were these lovely people along the route who were cheering us on, saying nice things. They were very nice. It's very impressive how many people will come out and support marathoners as mm-hmm. they try to go along the route.
One of my friends was actually there.
Yeah?
And he prepared an array of bite-sized fruits and had them all in Ziploc bags just to hand out to runners as they went. And he had them all cut up just so it was easy enough for the runners to grab and eat. And
there were a number of, there were some families where the parents got the kids to make lemonade for runners they went by. And
25 cents a glass?
No, free for runners. Very nice. Really, really nice. But after the 30th kilometer, as I was going along, I was actually thinking in my head, stop talking to me, I will cut you. I hate you. I don't like you. You, ma'am, and your baby, too. I hated everyone, including myself.
So safe to say that will be your last full marathon, then?
Well, never say never, but I honestly cannot see myself, unless I travel to Greece and actually go to the town of Marathon, I can't see myself doing another one.
So we'll set that trip up then for you next year.
So I will say, if you could set that up, WestJet or Air France, if you're listening to Pucked in the Head, you want to sponsor us, I'll be happy to go. But no, I'm doing a half in Portland very soon. I'm doing another one in Seattle in June. I'm doing another Vancouver half marathon in October. But the full marathon, I have no interest in doing that to myself again.
So over 5 hours to complete the marathon.
That is correct.
How long to recover?
About 3 days.
Not five?
Honestly, it was about 3 days. Yeah. So on Thursday, I felt human again.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. A lot of bananas and coconut water, or?
That coconut water is disgusting.
It's good, though.
Unless you want to sponsor the show. Again, if you have a corporate entity that deals with coconut water and you want to sponsor the show, I love it. Fabulous stuff. No, I can't stand coconut water. Don't like it.
So Gatorade, what is your recovery drink there? Mm. Sorry, generic sports drink.
We definitely get into the sports drink. We get into the lemon water, like just squeezing lemons into water. Mm-hmm. I have a protein drink that I drink once a day. Mm-hmm. During these 3 days, I was having that two or three times a day.
And then, so correct me if I'm wrong, was that your first run since the marathon?
You know, somebody convinced me before the marathon. Someone convinced me, and I'm going to have to figure out who it was so that I can take them down. Someone convinced me before the marathon. Hey, Jason, just so you know, the best thing you can do the day after a marathon is go for a run. So
I wouldn't know. So
I and neither what do you, I know? On Monday, I tried to go for a little run, and I got twice around a track, and I said, "There is no bloody way I'm
That's
going
enough
any
of that.
Further. No way."
Ice baths.
I do stand in an ice bath for my feet, because there were blisters involved.
Yeah, I guess apparel is very important, especially if you're going to be in it for 5+ hours.
You know, one of the biggest things that when you start running you don't realize, if you've only ever done the sun run or a 10K run, what you don't understand is distance running will do really mean things to your nipples.
Yeah, that reminds me of an episode of The Office where they do their fun run, and there's an extensive scene of Andy has to tape up his nipples because of the chafing issues.
If you wear a cotton shirt when you run, you're almost guaranteed to have bloody nipples afterwards.
Yeah.
And I cannot think of another situation where it would be radio friendly to say the phrase bloody nipples.
So did you wear a cotton shirt then?
I do not wear cotton shirts when I run. I wear tech shirts.
With Band-Aids on your nipples?
No Band-Aids, but...
Oh, natural?
I will admit to using a smidge of Vaseline.
Oh, boy. Can we get a shot of that on the website, too?
And once again, on the radio, talking about a smidge of Vaseline to prevent bloody
nipples.
Thank you very much, everybody. Civil Radio, 101.7 FM. Serving Abbotsford, Mission, Chilliwack, and all of the lovely Fraser Valley. And you know, in the Fraser Valley, they're big on both Vaseline and bloody nipples.
Do those two go hand in hand, though?
Hand in glove, as it were. You can also listen to us on Pucked in the Head, which is available on iTunes for free download, or on puckedinthehead.com.
I've never run a marathon. I did cross country in my youth.
And you actually have the physique of a cross country runner.
Well, thank you, Jason. You haven't seen my nipples though.
No, I have not.
So all I've seen for you know, triathlons and distance running and all that stuff, it's all been on television. And I must say, those starting lines look like absolute chaos to me. Every single time I don't know how many people ran that marathon. Thousands and thousands, I'm sure. And
when you're
all crammed into basically
when you're watching
this.
A triathlon, you're watching the elite runners.
Sure.
So
well, regardless, I mean, I'm sure there are quite a number of people that took that marathon quite seriously as though they were being professional. I mean, I'm sure professional long distance runners were taking part in that.
Well,
marathon.
They have, for example, the BMO Vancouver Marathon, which is the one I just ran. It has a maximum of 5,000 participants.
Mm-hmm.
They started a different time from the 10K and the half marathon, both of which also occur on the same day.
Okay.
But what they do is they ask you when you sign up, what is your anticipated finish time? So they break you into corrals.
Okay.
So I told them I'm going to be like 4.5 hours plus. I know that for sure. Yeah. I'm not going to finish in 2 hours and something. So I'm in one of the rear corrals, as
right,
it were.
Right.
Maybe 200 or 300 people in each corral. I didn't actually start at the published start time.
Right.
Each corral starts with 2 or 3 minutes
between
them.
Right. Okay.
So I actually didn't cross the start line until 17 or 18 minutes after the official start time
right.
of the race.
Okay. So there is some order to it then. At least in this
there
case.
Is. Yes.
I'm not sure
there
about,
is.
About other ones. But
They also, they do have an elite category of runner. And you don't just tell them what your anticipated start time is. You need to prove to them that you're
able to get under
you're able to
threshold.
Get a certain amount
right.
of time. And those guys, yeah, they're jockeying for position because they're competing for money. Mm-hmm. All I get after the race is a finishing medal and a bag of chips,
and
basically.
A grease nipple.
And I get to wipe off my nipples. But these guys are competing for thousands of dollars in prize money.
So what was the first thing you did upon completion?
I crossed the finish line, and there are volunteers there who are ready to, first of all, hand you your finishing medal. And then they start to give, there are a few things that they give you after you finish. So you get a bottle of water, you get a banana, you get...
A little massage?
You have to pay for that. And if you haven't paid for it, you don't get one.
Oh, so it's prepay only, too.
Mostly prepay, yeah. You know ahead of time. Because most people doing a marathon, they know ahead of time. They've done it before.
A little rub down after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to pay for that when you register.
Were you amazed at the amount of people out watching?
I was surprised at how many people make a day of it.
Right.
Like, there are folks that they bring a lawn chair. Mm-hmm. And the route in Vancouver, it started at Queen Elizabeth Park, went down 49th Avenue to UBC, to the tip of the UBC Peninsula, mm-hmm. then along Jericho Beach all the way down to over the bridge to Stanley Park, and then around the whole seawall. And you would see people along Jericho Beach there. They brought lawn chairs facing the marathon, and they're there for hours at a time,
well,
just
yeah.
cheering everybody on for... Like I said, it took me 5 hours. There were maybe 1,000 or 1,500 people behind me.
Right.
And the rest were in front of me. Mm-hmm. So these folks are out there for a long time.
Just watching. Look at all of those friendly people sweating.
They bring
running
a lunch
and blistering.
They're clapping. Some of them have signs. The best sign this time, by the way, a lot of them are the same every race you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like.
You can do it.
Well, there's that.
We believe in you.
It's usually
one foot
something
ahead of the other.
More like you paid to do this, or you thought this was a good idea before, didn't you? Run like there's a beer waiting for you.
Oh.
Run faster. I just farted. Things like that.
Oh, okay.
But mm-hmm. the best one was one I'd never seen before, and it was near the start of the race, and it was very simple, a small one. It just said, "Chafing the dream."
Oh, that's good.
40 kilometers to go. That was my favorite sign during the whole race.
And then you showed them your little tube of Vaseline and said, not happening.
I flashed them and showed them a little Vaseline on the nipples, and there we go.
Great. And yeah. So you have two more lined up already?
Half marathons. There's a company called Rock and Roll Marathons, and they do runs all over the world. I did the Vancouver one last year, enjoyed it. But I signed up for 3 races this year, Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver. If you do those 3 runs, you actually get a kind of a bonus medal called the Cascadia Medal.
Hmm.
Last year was really quite pretty. It goes really nicely with the Vancouver Whitecaps Cascadia theme.
Right.
So this year I'm doing those 3 races. So.
Cool. So when is the next one?
Next week.
Oh, and that's Seattle or Portland?
That's Portland. So okay. I'm driving down on Friday night.
Why don't you just run down?
You're a funny man. I'm driving down Friday night, staying with a friend, and running the race Sunday morning.
Great.
Nice way to spend the long weekend.
Now, have you spent much time in Portland? Do you know where you're running?
I do know where I'm running. It's a nice route.
Perfect.
Yeah. And Portland's a really good town, you know. Lots of places.
I've never been, but
drinking beer, drinking coffee.
Beer and coffee.
Coffee, beer. Mm-hmm. They do have some really nice coffee porters down there, actually.
Perfect. Well, enjoy yourself.
Now, I've got a question for you, Russell.
Yes.
Since we've been talking about running a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever run a marathon?
No. Nope. Nope. No.
No interest?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No? Do you know any songs that have that are about running?
Well, the only one that I can really think of off the top of my head is the Flock of Seagulls.
A little 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Yeah. How about yourself?
Well, just Born
to
Run.
Oh, I should also.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen. Great version by Frankie Goes to Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
Maybe. Which one should we play? Should we play Born to Run or should we play Flock of Seagulls?
The Proclaimers are very close. They're just one word off.
500 miles?
If only they wanted to go a little bit faster.
Right.
So, yeah, you know what? Let's surprise our listeners. I mean, I'm obviously partial to Flock of Seagulls because that's my song.
Right.